Tech of Sports this week with Ian Colley of Sherpa. This week on the Tech of Sports, Ian Colley. I just want to let you know the Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. Apps for both iOS and Android, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio are great ways to get all your favorite Modern Life Network shows all preloaded and ready to go. The Tech of Sports, proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. The Tech of Sports, a member of the Modern Life Network at modernlife.network. Great show this week. We're really skipping ahead kind of the future a little bit, but the future is now when it comes to Sherpa, an app, an intelligent personal assistant, which is the brain across devices, smartphones, home devices, Amazon Echo, and smart TVs, really relevant with this. And we're joined by Ian Colley of Sherpa this week. He's got a lot of information, and this is pretty techie and great information for the future. This is where it's all going with the devices we're using in our home and the devices we carry with us. So great interview coming up here. Stay tuned right now with Ian Colley of Sherpa. And Ian Colley from Sherpa is nice enough to join us here. And Ian, a lot going on with Sherpa, and thanks for reaching out to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you. And a little buzz being generated with Sherpa. You raised some money last year. And just kind of give the audience here, mainly in the United States, but various places around the world, a little bit about Sherpa and why this is something we should take notice of. It's a crowded space, but Sherpa's got a lot to offer.
Yeah, sure. So Sherpa, as you mentioned, we're already in the Spanish-speaking market. We launched an app at the end of last year. And Sherpa is essentially an intelligent personal assistant, which is going to give you all the information that you need and you want, when you want it. And obviously, particularly for you, Rick, it's got a big sports focus. So we're really strong on sports. And so for all kind of sports fans out there, it's going to give you the information that you need about your team, when your team's playing, things like stats, scores in real time, all that kind of information, videos of the games, for example, highlights, and that's all going to come in without you having to kind of go out there and onto the web and search for it. And what we're looking at doing now is in the sort of third quarter, is launching in our English language version for the States.
Yeah, that's going to be potentially huge. And I mean, we're becoming more in the States here. We're becoming more and more familiar with the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot and Google products that are similar to that. You guys are an app. You're not you're not a physical product, but an app that runs on these different platforms.
Sure, absolutely. So Sherpa right now it exists as an app, but we're working on lots of different things at the moment to make Sherpa available across platforms. So Sherpa will be available on your home devices, and it integrates with devices like the Amazon Echo, for example. It will integrate with your smart TV, a smart car, a wearable as well. And so Sherpa is more than just an app. It's a platform, and it's the brain across all your devices.
Yeah, because when we have an Echo Dot or an Echo here, we have to ask individual questions. Well, Sherpa will read off a number of answers without having to keep asking things over and over. Is that kind of accurate?
Absolutely. So Sherpa is really a predictive platform, and the way it works is that we have obviously a lot of information coming from the individual users that is filtered in and allows us to create a profile, which means that the individual user is just going to get that information that they like and that they want. And I think that's where we sort of differ from some of these other platforms, which, essentially you're asking them a question and it really doesn't know much about your likes. And it's not going to give you the information that you want, and you're kind of going to have to keep asking it. Sherpa, on the other hand, will, start presenting you with the information sort of as and when, you need it.
So if one is searching for scores or the schedule of, we'll pick a team, the Boston Celtics here in the States, Sherpa would recognize that and would kind of catalog that this person must be a fan of the Boston Celtics, and then would give that information out when the rundown occurs.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, when you come on to, when you're sort of onboarding onto, say, for example, the app, you can say, I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and then it'll start presenting you with information. So it'll give you, as I said before, sort of player stats. It'll tell you when the team's playing. It'll also give you sort of video highlights of the games, and news as well. So, and it'll read that out to you. I mean, I don't know whether I can maybe just let you hear some of what Sherpa says to me, for example. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll try it.
Okay, well, so this is just kind of my, I guess, daily breakdown. I'm just going to play it, and hopefully this can be heard.
What's going on here? It is cloudy and 19 degrees out right now. It looks like it's going to rain today, so you should grab your umbrella. In baseball, yesterday, the Boston Red Sox lost 5-7 to the Baltimore Orioles, and the Atlanta Braves lost 1-2 to the Los Angeles Angels. Reminder that today, the Boston Red Sox face off against the Baltimore Orioles at 1:05, and there is a game between the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds at 1:10 a.m. In golf, the second round of the Scandinavian Masters is in progress.
Okay, so that just gives you a little bit of a flavor. It's obviously telling me, I've said I'm a Red Sox fan, and I said I like golf as well, so it's giving me all that kind of information in real time, what's happening. There's actually kind of tournaments being played at the moment. I think you got the timings there as well, which is great. We're obviously based in Europe, so it's giving me the timings for my location, you know, based on my location. If
right.
I was in the States, it would give me, you know, the timings for there.
And maybe one of the biggest partnerships, the biggest things that happened to Sherpa was the partnership with Samsung for Spanish-speaking devices, for the Spanish-speaking market. And that would be huge if that continued when the English version comes out.
Well, absolutely. So right now we're pre-installed on some Samsung devices. As I say, just in the Spanish-speaking market, we're on the Samsung Gear 2 and the Samsung Edge. And we also have another series of agreements. We have an agreement with Vodafone here in Spain, and we're actually just signed a pre-agreement with a major car manufacturer, which is great news too.
Yeah, because, you know, with some of those devices, we're kind of limited to the room that device is in. With Sherpa, it'll go with you with the app and, like you said, partnership with a car manufacturer. And so when you want the information, it would be right there with you.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, it's not just available on one device. It's available across devices. You know, you can imagine maybe your day, you're, first of all, maybe sitting here having breakfast and you're getting the kind of news and what's happening in your day. And then you go out, you get in your car, and you know, Sherpa comes with you. You know, it's there, and you can hear it, you can listen to it, and you know, it's you're maybe then outside somewhere looking for some place to get some lunch, and Sherpa can kind of then give you recommendations about you know where to eat.
Absolutely. We're with Ian Colley here talking about Sherpa. And Ian, I guess here in the States, especially with professional football, American football, fantasy sports are a huge thing. And, you know, some people like placing a little wager on sporting events as well. So for those type of people, Sherpa could be an invaluable resource for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good idea. It's not something that we had, not something that we thought of, but definitely, you know, there's a lot of information that's being filtered into Sherpa, and I think that would, you know, for those who want to, as we say in the UK, make a flutter, you know, certainly there's a lot of information to go by.
Yeah, for sports, that's huge, and I think the day's coming where a lot of the teams and the players themselves will be using this information for their own good, or maybe a little ways off on that. But for sports fans, this is something that they can take with them to the game, on the road, wherever they are, and not miss a beat.
Absolutely, and I find it really useful. So, for example, you know, I've got a young family, and some days, you know, I can't make the games, and as much as I'd love to, but, you know, I'm maybe out having a day out with a family, but, you know, Sherpa's kind of telling me my team's scores and who's kind of scoring. I mean, I'm a big soccer fan, obviously.
No, really?
UK. So I can, you know, when my team scores a goal, it's great. It kind of tells me, and, you know, I might not be sort of able to watch the games all the time, but I'm always kind of keeping up with what's happening and the latest news and player information and things as well.
Yeah, and then for more obscure sports as well, I do a lot of stuff with tennis. So when the major tennis tournaments are going on, my Echo Dot, I refer to that all the time because you can only be doing one thing at a time. And sometimes there's, you know, 6, 7, 8 different matches going on at a time. So there is a use for this. And what do you guys find with your research, Ian? What's the main demographic of the people you would expect to use Sherpa?
I mean, to be honest, Rick, it's something that can be used, you know, across all ages. Obviously, because it's technology, you know, I guess it's kind of geared more to the sort of slightly younger generation. But as I say, you know, anyone can use it, and it's really easy to use, which is, you know, I think really important.
Yeah, as more and more as the my parents are in their 70s, they have iPhones and they're using apps, and so I guess if you know how to download an app and use an app, you know, Sherpa would be a valid app that, you know, kids to any age could use.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think really sort of age is no barrier. And I think anybody would find it a really sort of useful thing to help them, you know, organize their life and also to sort of bring, you know, a bit of enjoyment as well.
Yeah, that's really the goal with things. I mean, we want information, but we don't want that information sometimes where it's news we don't want or don't need. So hopefully, you know, Sherpa can kind of cut through the clutter and give you really the information that you want and need. And, you know, I guess if you want more, the stuff's always available. But you really, for me, I want something that's kind of sleek and customized and just really gets to the point.
Absolutely, yeah, no. So, and I think that's really what we're trying to do with Sherpa is to make that sort of customized experience. And I think with the sort of strong artificial intelligence algorithms that we're using, we're able to predict, you know, what you might actually want to be doing or what you might need at any sort of particular time. You know, I think the example there, you know, it just told me that it's about to rain and you know, make sure you take your umbrella. It's that kind of thing that's really useful.
Sounds good. Ian, I know that there's more coming in 2017, the English version launching officially later this year is potentially huge, and we'll be keeping an eye on Sherpa and seeing what the future holds.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got the English language version, as you say, coming up later this year, and we'll keep you abreast of what's happening.
Thanks, Ian. We'll be following you guys.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Hey, thanks to Ian Colley of Sherpa for coming on the Tech of Sports. This week I advise everyone to give Sherpa a download, an app download in the iOS store, and just kind of see how it goes for you, see how it works. They're in beta right now with the English version, but this app is definitely something to watch here near future, and with all the partnerships they have, they're doing a great job. Our show here is brought to you by Amazon.com. You're doing any shopping here at the network, go to modernlife.network/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. Big time to shop this summer and into the fall. Summer weddings, back to school is coming. No extra cost to you. modernlife.network/Amazon. Modern Life Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Waves of Tech, the flagship show, LinkedIn Lady, Busy Ladies, a bunch of other things that are interesting and really talk about what goes on in our modern life. So go to modernlife.network. Thanks to everyone for listening to the Tech of Sports this week. We'll be back again soon. Another episode of the Tech of Sports here on modernlife.network.